After learning of Senator Nesbitt's death, Governor Pat McCrory issued a statement acknowledging Nesbitt's dedication and professionalism. Asheville attorney Joe Conley met Martin Nesbitt in law school at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. He was a witness to his friend's growing political influence.
A lot of people across the state would probably think of Martin as a fairly liberal person, but I didn't think he was. He sure wanted to defend the issues involved with education. He wanted to protect individuals' rights. He loved car racing. He loved hunting. He was just a well-rounded fellow. He could mix with the influential people with financial wealth, but he also was very comfortable with people that had no financial means.
Senator Nesbitt served as Senate Minority Leader from 2011 to 2014. He served 5 terms in the state Senate and more than 11 terms in the state House. While serving in the House, he and State Senator Steve Metcalf worked for passage of the North Carolina Clean Smokestacks Act. In 2002, after months of negotiations, the bill passed by an overwhelming margin. Governor Mike Easley signed the bill. It required Duke and Progress Energy to cut toxic emissions by more than 70% by 2013. It required the utilities to achieve that goal by reducing emissions at their 14 North Carolina power plants, not by buying or trading emissions credits from other utility companies. Steve Metcalf says it was during those negotiations that he saw firsthand the legislative skill of Representative Nesbitt.
It was great fun working with him on that. You just saw how skilled he was. When you'd get all the stakeholders together and all the people in one room, from the power companies to the healthcare folks to the environmental folks, and industry people, really differing views, a very diverse group of folks. But Martin, you had to ask the right questions and frame the discussion and frame the debate, and he'll be missed.
During his career in the House, it appeared Nesbitt was well on his way to following in the footsteps of his mentor, Liston Ramsey of Madison County. Ramsey was elected Speaker of the House 4 consecutive times, but that path was blocked when Nesbitt lost his seat in the House in 1994. Ironically, Nesbitt returned to the General Assembly when his friend and colleague Steve Metcalf resigned from the Senate. Back in elective office, Nesbitt resumed his role as an advocate for teachers, for public education, and for the UNC system. Once again, Steve Metcalf.
He believed that government could be a positive force in people's lives. The jobs created by the Arboretum or the farmer's market or wherever, those were things that government could do, and it was a proper role for government to do them. He believed in these mountains, and he understood people here, and he understood the needs of the people here, and he fought so hard for them.
State Senator Martin Nesbitt was 67 years old. For WCQS News, I'm David Horand.